All right, we need jobs here in the state of Michigan. Let's just say, and you're going to like this, but let's just look that Clark Durant wins the Republican nod and he beats Debbie Stabenow and he's the next senator for Michigan. What do you do to help us create jobs? What do you do in the first year to help us create jobs?
I think there are three things that could unleash the entrepreneurial energies of the people of Michigan and the people of America. Number one, we need tax reform that is simple, fair, flat, and competitive. That means we ought to be able to fill out our taxes on a postcard. We need to calculate the appropriate rate, which will be less than it currently is, fill it out on just multiply that by your income, have, you know, very few, if any, you know, have very few deductions, and then make it just flat, fair, and simple. That will allow people to keep more, and businesses to keep more of what they earn in order to maintain and expand their businesses. Most jobs are created, frankly, with small businesses, with individuals who own their own businesses, and we need to unleash their ability to create jobs by allowing them to keep more of what they earn. That's number one. Number two, I think we need to look at this whole aspect of energy independence. I'm telling you, Tony, flat out, this will create a tremendous number of jobs for Michigan and for America if we allow drilling now, drilling safe, for all of the kinds of natural resources that would ultimately allow Michigan perhaps to be an energy exporter, not just buying foreign oil and all the rest of this, but exploring our resources and allowing them to be developed will create tons of American jobs and higher incomes, by the way. So I think energy independence is a second thing that could happen very quickly. A third thing that I think we should look at is for our young people. I think that if you are under the age of 21, and let's say you're working up to, say, 25 to 30 hours a week, you should not pay taxes at all, and neither should your employer for hiring you, because if our young people can develop the habits of the workplace and showing up for work and all that's involved with that, those will be habits for a lifetime. And when you look at unemployment amongst our youth, whether it's our urban youth, whether it's our, no matter where our kids are, that we need to allow our kids to get into the workplace as quickly as possible, learn what it means to have the satisfaction of a job and the responsibility of a job, so that these habits will be developed for a lifetime. And if you made it so that young people under the age of 21 paid no taxes, and neither did the employer for hiring them, we need to be bold about the opportunities that are out there, because our country is sinking, and you're not going to change this without bold ideas to move forward. Then lastly, I think we've got to repeal these regulations. I'm telling you, this Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, is going to cost our thousands of jobs, because people are going to have to go into these pools on insurance and never be able to get the kind of insurance that they ought to be able to get. We need to make the insurance marketplace more competitive, where you can buy insurance across state lines, all things allow people to be able to create and maintain their businesses, to create value for others. You do those sorts of things. Repeal burdensome regulation, allow young people to get into the marketplace. Three, reform our tax code, and four, allow energy independence. You would not believe the creativity and energy that would be unleashed American people who have that. That is the American exceptionalism, by the way. It's not a word; it's an action. It's people day in and day out who demonstrate, and they come from across the board, no matter who their mother and father was, no matter where they come from, no matter what their background, that the American person in a free society can be innovative, entrepreneurial, and creative, and bringing value to others if we'll only allow them to do that and give them allow them to keep the resources where theirs in the first place.
All right, Clark Duran is running for United States Senator. Mr. Duran, I'm going to call you back. We want to see if we can get you on the phone in the next day or two. You're highly involved with charter schools and education, not only in Detroit. What you're doing is groundbreaking. We want to talk more with you about that, so we'll be giving you a call soon.
Tony, that'd be great, and thanks for the time. And again, my apologies that we missed the time last Friday.
No problem. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.